with a dear one sleigh on one run. Only so many gifts can be slung with a dear one sleigh on one run.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Yule.
tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was more of the Angry Snowmans off their Snow Means Snow EP, the latest offering from 2019. Now, like I was telling you before, the only thing that you should be doing with your weekend is this Saturday going out to the third annual Punksmith Sock Drive at Red Gate Art Society. Once again, you can see the Fomites. You can see the return of Pilsnar. You can see Mean Bikini, Shame Banger all the way from Seattle, and Nuh-uh from Victoria. There's a local business raffle, and there's the return of the Punk Rock Thrift Store. Thrift Store starts at 7:30. You can buy all your new and used punk rock apparel and accessories. All of the proceeds go directly to help buy socks and provide other essentials to those in need across the Lower Mainland. Good things happening by good people. That is the reason for the season, my friends. Now, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. So what we need to do, you got it. You know what we need to do. We just got to go back, way, way back, all the way back to 2009. The Angry Snowmans released their very first self-titled album, Angry Snowmans. You guys ready? Let's go. Rad Radio.
Small voices heard above clanking tools. The sweat starts to drip in glistening pools. It's hard to spread cheer, 'cause up around here, the Christmas season's never through. Tiny scripts of pins.
blood will assemble in the trains. Never can retire because they never grow old. Hours in the workshop, hours of toil. Hours making sure every kid will be spoiled. Never get a break, but they never complain. Hours on the front line, hours of pain. Hours shed of blood from assembling the trains. Never can retire because they never grow old.
Hell to the North Pole.
Ebenezer, Uber Alice, Uber Alice, Ebenezer, Uber Alice.
the ghost of Christmas past. It seems the good times couldn't last. Next Christmas now is coming in. He shows me Cratchit and Crippled Tim. Christmas future really stole the show. Showing me the lonely way I'll go. Die by myself, nobody cares. No sympathy from anywhere. It's not too late, no time to lose. On the chance Ebenezer Scrooge. On the chance Ebenezer Scrooge. Ebenezer, Uber Rallis. Ebenezer.
Celebrate! and candles and stocking and drinking eggnog with you. I feel so good. Feel so good.
Radio CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been your host, Johnny Bones. Thank you guys for hanging out for me. Now, just to let you know, if you didn't realize what we listen to all year and every year for our Christmas spectacular is the one, the only Angry Snowman's out of Victoria, bringing you the best in classic punk rock with a little horror day twist. As I was saying before in the last break, and every break this entire episode, the only thing worth your time doing this Saturday night down at Redgate Art Society is the third annual Punksmas Sock Drive. Featuring Mean Bikini, Shane Banger, all the way from Seattle, Pilsner, yes, that's right, they've got back for one last show. It is a Christmas miracle. The Fomites, the hardest working band in town that I heard just slayed the stage at the Rickshaw Theater opening up for that infamous CKY. And none other than Nuh-uh, all the way from Victoria. Tickets are $20 at the door. There's the Punk Rock Thrift Store happening at 7:30. Band start at 9. Every single dollar that goes in that day goes directly to buy socks and supplies for those in need across the Lower Mainland. So go out, get in the season, do what you can, and take care of each other. Because that's what it's all about, right? Okay. I'll see you guys next week. And Happy New Year.
This is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, keep listening.
This is Bird Note. Though most birds that enliven beaches in summer have gone south, tiny sandpipers called sanderlings are easy to find on winter shores. They're intensely busy birds, persistently following the smallest waves as they lap in and out. High tide pushes burrowing invertebrates closer to the surface of the sand. As the waves retreat, the top layer of sand swirls loosely. Sanderlings rush in to probe the sand with their small but tough beaks, then flee as the next wave breaks. The diversity of sanderlings' diet is impressive. Various small crustaceans, especially mole crabs, isopods, and amphipods, are important elements. A sanderling's probing also yields miniature clams and bristly, segmented polychaete worms. In spring on Delaware Bay, horseshoe crab eggs are a vital food. And a sanderling's dining options don't end there. They chase invertebrates through shallow pools and pluck flying insects out of the air. In a pinch, they can turn to plants, buds, seeds, and algae. But they're best known for that elegant dance at the edge of the waves. Watch for them performing along most of the U.S. coast, from city shorelines to barrier islands. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to Deb Rivel for her many years of board service and generous support of Bird Note.